month, Tuesday night, Orly Yud Ior Shmeitzer Shir.
Next year it's head of the riff.
What?
Next year it's head of the riff.
You subscribe to that thing, they say.
No.
You get the weekly art.
There is.
There's a weekly art. Yeah, I get it every Sunday morning. I promptly delete it. You say Tachanon? I always say, what's the use of knowing a yard sign if you're going to say Tachman anyway? Shmeitzer Gimel Perek Hay. I looked around today a lot, and this is a very, very heavy inyan. The inyan of Chazaka Dahashta that the Shmeitzer rejects pretty much totally. Except L'chumra, Trum of Akachim, Achreinim.
Enchamet?
What?
Enchamet?
Yeah, right. It's so complicated that. We're just going to go weiter after we finish this parish. It's really. It's very, very complicated and beyond the scope of this shir, as we say in Art Scroll. I will just mention. I love this new print of Rav Shimon that came out, where a guy wrote footnotes on Rav Shimon Shkop Shari Yoysher. I really should call him up and give him a Yashar Koyach. It's a job well done, very well done. Anyway,
the notes
are very helpful and very. Guy's a Wamden. Anyway, in case anybody is interested, and even if you're not, Rav Shimon, in his second Sha'ar, which is called Sha'ar HaChazokis, with the first Sha'ar being Sha'ar HaSfeikos, it's patterned after the Shmeitzer, but not exactly, because we're in Shmeitzer Gimel now, and we're still doing Chazokis. He sort of merges together Shmeitzer 2 and 3 and calls it Sha'ar HaChazokos. The first one, Sha'ar HaSfeikos, we're very familiar with. That was Shmeitzer Aleph. Sha'ar HaChazokos is really Shmeitzer Beis and Gimel. So his Sha'ar HaChazokos, Perek Dalet, I'm just mentioning it, it's overwhelming really, is about this Shmeitzer. Din Chazokah Dahashto, the Sofek Shokul. Is there such a thing as Chazokah Dahashto or not? He starts off, listen to Rav Shimon. V'nei be'ikar inyanim Chazokah Dahashto, Machras Pesofek Hashokol, the very question if there is a concept of Chazaka Dahashta that you would paskin a Sofek with, Lonis Baresh Hate De Bedivri Harishonim Sal. The Rishonim are not at all clear about it. Ubesefer Shev Shmeitzer Shmeitzer Gimel, which is a shout out for what we're learning. Shokol Vatori Binyan Zeh. The Herich Shom, he talks about this a lot. I don't think any of his rayas or his thoughts are at all mukhrach. And it just really, you have to know Shas, and he throws in Gemaras from all over. There are very few works as broad and as totally makif in breadth and width and depth as Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher. And he brings down all the Gemaras that the Shmeitzer brings down, and the Rishonim and Tosfos. And he talks about Tartil. He raises the issue. It's just too complicated. We're not going to do it. It's just too much. We're not even equipped to do it. And it's beyond the scope of this year. But he does raise the issue that so many of the Shmeitzer, I was very pleased to see, that he raises the issue that so many of the Shmeitzer's cases are really Tartil Reyosa cases. We have Harei Choser Lefanecha, and an opposing chazaka, let's say like a chazkus taira or a chazkus kashrus, and he says, what happened to that? And he talks about taita l'reyusa, and he talks about the machat, and it's just too much. I mean, someday we'll learn it, amidst Hashem, but it's well beyond the scope of this year. It is interesting, he talks about taita l'reyusa. It is interesting, though. I'm going off topic. We'll come back to the Shmeitzer. He says, "Hey, Bem, Boynerli lechalek bein chazoka dahashto lechazoka demeikara. Shnei bemes kosher. Minolon ikarin yezed daslina boso chazoka dahashto. The chazoka demeikara yalfina mikra. The source in the pasuk is talking about chazoka demeikara, not chazoka dahashto. Mechitesi loymar the midigali rachmona din chazoka demeikara. Yalfinan mizeh gam chazok et ha'ashto. We really addressed that issue by saying that chazoka is just like you learn out, you know, rov is a certain force in the universe, we'll call it, of birus feikus, but the rov itself could take different forms. You could have ruba de isa come on, ruba de lesa come on, Bittel Barov, Achre Rabim Lahatos. It like in the physical world, Mustamas, there's like one force, and it manifests itself in different forms as it comes into the real world. Probably, what do you have like that? I don't know. In physics, you probably have stuff like that also. There's a force, and maybe energy, let's say. So it comes into the world as electromagnetism, and here it comes into the world as gravity. I don't know, Mustami have such things. It manifests itself. So we understood, but Rav Shimon raises it as a question. He asks, because it's a typical fundamental Rav Shimon Shkop type questions. So we dealt with this issue. We said that Chazaka is an inyan of status quo, that you assume things did not change, call it inertia, call it the status quo, and really it's just as and it's not logical at all. It's just a way of dealing with tzveikus. No logic to it. The Torah said you could deal with tzveikus this way. So just like, I mean, the could be chazaka de meikor, the could be chazaka dash. It's the same thing. If you know what it is now, so I mean, I hear a chilek, but. Like inertia, okay, it's not like inertia. Chazaka de Meikara says it didn't change. Chazaka de Hashta, it's also a form of saying it didn't change. You say, you go back, and you say it probably has not, what we see now is not a change.
But right? Does duration have any
duration? No. Maybe it does. Again, as you go through all the shas and all the cases, at some point, well, it's certainly at some point duration is going to be like you saw that it changed. If you know a thing can't last that long, so you don't just extend it back against logic. You say it goes back as far as possible. Like if it takes a few days for something to spoil, right? So then the chazaka will only go back those few days, and then after that, you say maybe it's spoiled. You say, but it wasn't possible to spoil. But sometimes it's as good as seeing.
So far.
Anyway, listen to what he says. I'm just saying he asks this as a question. The way we understood the conceptual chazaka, we'll call it, I could hear his question, really, because you could say that this idea of inertia or of status quo, no change, will tell you that if you know a certain state existed in the past, so until you know for sure that it changed, you assume it stayed the same. But when you're looking at something in the here and now, and you want to say it was like that yesterday too, there's no real koach of inertia there, but maybe there is. You're saying that what you see now is not a change from what was there yesterday. No. So listen to Rav Shimon. Adirav, he says, listen to this. I think the answer to that is none of them are Svara. And you're not dealing with Svara. Chazaka is not Svara. It's just a tool the Torah gave you how to cope with a suffix. But listen to him. When Matsasi b'sefer drush v'chiddush from Kiveger, when Maseches Yevamos daf pei, The Kosov Shom, Reb Kiveger and Yevamos. This is why we're not really equipped to learn the Shimon. He's too broad for us. The Echa, the Efshel Oymar, the Kamoisha and the Royal Machshav, Kain Hoyam Le'oilom, Chazoka the Hashta Kazos, Efshel Melaf, Midin Chazoka the Meikora, Mishum, the Imloha Yokain, Bal Korchoch, Nishtana Hadover Acharkach. Midin Chazoki Alfinen, the Nonu Lahaksik Shanasa Hishtanus, Umelu Onu Machzikim, Shaloilam Hoyakain, Kamo Shaonu Roim Achshav. This sounds suspiciously like what we said. In other words, Chazoka is conceptually the idea of status quo, no change. So you say, how do you do that backwards? So that's what Kivega says, because you're saying there was probably no change. So what you see now was we're not learning inside the Shmaitzer text yet. I'm saying over Rav Shimon Shkup in Shar Beis, Shar HaChazokas, Perek Dalet, where he devotes an entire perek for a travelogue through Shas about Chazok at the Hashkar, which is what the Shmaitzer is discussing in the perek we're learning. So he says, because you're saying there was no change. You're just looking at what is now, and if it was different yesterday, it means there was hishtanus. So the concept of no hishtanus, right, the idea of chazaka, which like mitigates against change, says, would automatically tell you chazaka dahashta. It would automatically allow you to say chazaka dahashta, because it means you're looking at the thing now. And you're saying that it's not a change from what was yesterday, meaning yesterday was the same.
Did we ever know it was otherwise? Did we ever know to the contrary?
Everybody's moida that in a head-to-head clash between Chazaka the Hashem and Chazaka the Meikara, Chazaka the Meikara wins.
We don't know.
We're talking about Chazaka the Hashem in and of itself.
We never point in time we knew otherwise.
I don't understand. So that's Rabbi Kivega. To me, I think Rabbi Kivega is saying what we're saying. That Enechanami at first glance, Chazaka Dahashta is not Chazaka, because you're not saying no change, you're not saying status quo, but you really are. By saying that what is here today was here yesterday.
Which is no status quo back.
Right. Right, but Rav Shimon does not like Rabbi Kivega, and he seems to think that Rabbi Kivega is saying the svara, which is maybe your issue. He says, "The divrei Rabbi Kivega, chazaka dahashta ba'al yedei hachras hadas." It comes through a piece of logic, and I don't see why. It's not logical that there was no change. It's still the din chazaka. Anyway, he says, Gamal does Rabbi Kivega, it's only if you could say it was never Nishtana, but if there was a Shinui, so certainly. Too much for us.
There's a pasuk in the Torah where we see Chazaka the Meikara?
Yeah, that's learned that from Saras, the Kayan. That the Kayan goes and he paskins based on what he saw, even though it might have changed. So you don't assume it changed. You assume it stayed the same. It's true that the Chazaka the Torah is when there's no Reusa to say that there was change. And that's just, you know. So when you know there was a change, it's a shtickle, the chazaka the shtickle flawed, but it still survives. You still say, so you say the change happened at the last possible moment, that it's possible to say it. Okay, I just wanted to say we're really learning something that's very, very, very broad. It's not just Shmaitzer Gimel Perakei. Anyway, getting back to Shmaitzer Gimel Perakei. He has a problem So he brought down the Torah Hashlomim. What?
It's going to be.
Yeah, okay. Ella Denira. Ella Denira. He said maybe there's a Cheskos Het there. If you found the bone in the milk of Kaddish, so you really also have a Cheskos Het there of the food. Ella Denira. The Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda. You have it. It's towards the end of the Perek. Maybe it starts a new paragraph. Maybe not. Maybe the word is bold. Maybe not. Ella Denira. The Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda. Okay, let's go one by one. You have it? You have it? You have it? Here, show them the place.
It's in the paragraph Mihu.
Here, let me.
Mihu.
Yeah, Ella Denira.
Second sentence in Mihu.
The second sentence after Mihu. So what did he suggest? That when you found the bone in the Milchi Kaddish, maybe it could be matir, the food, also because of Chazoka Demeikara. Ella Denira, but that's not so clear. Because the Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda, Nami Ein Hetero Mishum Cheskos Taira. It can't be so. In other words, he's arguing with, he's going to give a different interpretation of Tosis. Tosis says that the Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda is Tohor, not because. It's really funny. Rav Shimon talks about this a lot. The Gemara, everybody is taking the Gemara away from its simple meaning. Tosis is, and then the Shmaitzer takes Tosis away from his simple meaning. Let's just isolate the case. You found the machat that you know at one point in time was Tomei. You found it on food, on Teruma Kochim, but now it's full of rust. It's unusable. Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda. So it says, Kol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyosan, we go LaHokel. So Tosfos, so that's the Gemara. So when you read the Gemara, you say, okay, like, wow. Kol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyosan, you follow the here and now. Tosfos says it cannot mean that, because we don't go LaKula. We don't say Kol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyosan when we're going LaKula, but it's really because you're going with Cheskos Taira. So Rav Shimon deals with what in the world is Tosis. We're not going to learn the answer. But if you're ever interested in Rav Shimon that I just told you about, Shara Chazakas, the parak about Chazakas the Ashta, he deals with the obviously, with you know, how could Tosis take the Gemara away from its simple meaning? Yeah, Kala Tumas Kashas Mitziyosa, the Chara means what it says. It doesn't mean that, it means Cheskos Taira. The Shemaitzer is going to do Tosis one better or worse, depending on whose side you're on. And he's saying it can't mean Chazaka either. Ella Denira the Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda Nami Ein Hetero Mishum Cheskos Taira. It can't be because of Chazaka Demeikara of the Cheskos Taira of the food, because the Mishnah is not Mechalek between Rishus Arabim and Rishus Hayochid. So it's Mashma that in Rishus Hayochid it's also Tahor. And if the main reason for the heter would be the chazaka to make kar of the food, so we know that sovituma bishus hayochet sveiko tamei, and we ignore cheskos taira. So if the Mishnah doesn't talk about that in bishus hayochet it's tamei, so the reason can't be because of chazaka. What does Tosis mean? He's going to give an interpretation of Tosis between now and the end of the parak. Let's look at it inside though. Ella Denira, the Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda Nami. Wait. Ella Denira, the Gamba Machat. I just spoke it out. Now I want to learn it inside. Ella Denira, the Gamba Machat Shenimtsas Chaluda Nami. Ain't that Tera Mishum Cheskos Taira? Dobir Shusa Yachet Kaimel on the Sveiko Tomei. Bafil Echadik Cheskos Taira. In other words, what the Shmaitzer is not speaking out, the other half, is that in here it's not Machalik. So that means it's Tahor, even in Rishus HaYachid. So that precludes saying that the reason for the Heter is the Cheskos Taira. What?
I thought we learned in the beginning that the Sabak Tamei Rishus HaYachid is only Tamei if you don't have a Chazak. We didn't learn that?
No. But you're close. We learned even if there's a Chazak. The role model is the Sota, where there's a Cheskos Taira to the Baal. It's even if there's a Chazak. Maybe you're thinking of something Tyra, something Tumabishus Arabim, Sveko Tor, is even if there's no chazaka. So mitumah b'shul shayach l'tzveikol tomei, even if there is a chazaka. Ella, so the shmaitza comes up with something like you'd say it's wild. Ella ikra the makach and intus chaluda. The reason for that din, but he will explain Tosis. Ella, why Tosis calls that cheskus tyra. Ella ikra the makach and chaluda hain b'shul davar dover shem das lishol to tohor afilu hecha deleka cheskus tyra. There's another din, sofek tuma, if it occurs in something which, I don't know how else to say it, which can't ask a shayla. Because you're not dealing with people, you're dealing with objects. And not objects being held by people either, just embo das lishol. It could be a cotton also, or it would certainly be an inanimate object. So by sofek tuma, bedovish embo das lishol is sveko tohor, even in Rosh Hashayachid. We don't apply the Gzeres HaKosov, we don't apply the Roma, we don't apply the Sota model, but we just say Sveiko Tor, even in Rosh Hashayachid, even if there's no Cheskos Tyra.
Wasn't that just the definition
what?
Of a Sofek?
Wait, what?
Wasn't that just the definition of a Sofek, though? There's no way to find out.
No, but you can't even ask.
What's the
difference
even can ask?
It's a Gzeres HaKosov. I don't know how else to put it. You learn now from Soda that the suffix has to occur to a Dover Sheyesh Bo Das Lisho. It has nothing to do with knowing what happened. I mean, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. I don't know. I don't know of any rationale to it. I never heard of rationale to it. You have to have the role model is Soda, and the Gemara says you need Dover Sheyesh Bo Das Lisho. And the machat is not being held by a person, even though it was presumably put there by a person, and therefore it's called sofek in a dover she'ein bo das lishol, and you say sveko tohor, even without a cheskus tyra. Well, that we learned in Shmaitza Aleph, there's a machlokus about that. That's what Shmaitza Aleph talks about, whether you learn bedafka it's tohor from sota, or you just don't learn that it's tameh. That has to do with the Rambam Shita, that all Sveikas are to her automatically. No, you don't see anything here. Maybe because you don't like the Rambam, that it's automatically to her because Sveikas is to her. Okay, again, that's an Indian for Perek Aleph. Aleik the machat shenitzes chaluda hainim shum davalei dover shein bo das lishol the Torah. Afilu hecha deleka cheskos tyra. The Chay Machma in Divrei Rashi Perakama Denida. That's the reason of Machat. Behod the Parak Peshas. Over there, the Machleik is by Machat Shenitzes Chaluda. Right, and then there's another case. Michtei Haikikar Havi Sofik Tuma Vishos Hayochid. The Chol Sofik Tuma Vishos Hayochid Sveiko Tomi. Tomi Umishani Vishom David Dover Shem Baidas Lishol. Because of Rashi's al dechihechi de parach hakikor, whatever the case there is, motzi the mifrach amachat. The Gemara could have asked the same question on machat. Umatlis, another case, the lishnuyek of the mishani, and give the same answer. Al kamashono, that is dover shein bo das lisho. Or in mabur de mei kora, the ikra de machat chenintus chaluda, mishum dover shein bo das lisho hu. The ilu mishum cheskos tyra, or b'shus ayochet sveiko tomei, afilu hecha dika cheskos tyra. V'nere de gam toysu sfira lehu, the time of the machat chaluda, mishum dover shein boi das lishol hu, afilu leko cheskos tyra. So then why does toysu talk about cheskos tyra? Ela, vadai, the ilav cheskos tyra of the food, adi rabba hoya chazoka l'tamei, because the machat has a cheskos tuma. The food that it's on and that we're clearing about has a cheskos tyra, but the machat has a cheskos tuma. So chiva de cheshas mitzios lav chazoka hu klal, the shmaitzah totally discounts the chazoka de hashda, ela l'choymer truma v'kotchim, v'im kein mukminin l'machat b'cheskos l'shohis l'shleima. You follow the chazoka d'mei kora v'hashtahu d'nishbara o'inechlada. Ubedova shame by das lishol nami echa de ikra chazokol tamol vaday tome. That's a chiddush. It's not like Rishus Harab. In other words, when the limud from Soto, whether it is a limud from Soto or it's not a limud from Soto, a direct limud or an indirect limud, when it teaches you that Sofik Tumo, Rishus Harabim, Sveikol Tohor, right? So that, that's what, if there's a Cheskos Tumo though, you say it's Tome. Here the Shmaitz is saying that the Dover Shemoy Das Lishol, that you say Sveikol Tohor, is even when there's a Cheskos Tumo. Even against the Cheskos Tumo, now he's saying even when there's a Cheskos Tumo. Right, not like Rishus Harabim. Rishus Harabim, which way do you say if there's a Cheskos Tumo? You also say it's Tomei. So here he says, Dover Shemoy Das Lishol, when there's a Cheskos Tumo, you say Tomei. So the Machat L'Chayra has a Cheskos Tome. Is that because what Toysus that you have the opposing Chazakas, the Chazaka Tyra of the food? Vim Kain Avogad Dika Negda Cheskos Hamachat Choysa Shleima, Avogad Chazaka Neged Chazaka. So you're left, they cancel each other out. The Suffolk Tumor. Okay, but L'chayr, I would ask on the Shmaitzah that just like we say when there's a clash between the Cheskos Kashrus of the mikvah and the Cheskos Tumah of the person, we would follow the Chazaka of the mikvah, if not for the Harei Chasol Lefanecha, because that's more Makori, right? So here also, L'chayr, we should follow the Chazaka of the Machat, because it's more Makori. The answer is you also have Hare Chaluda Lefanecha. So then why doesn't he indeed bring in the issue of Tarte L'Reyusa? In a straight head-on clash between the Cheskos Tumah of the Machat and the Cheskos Tyra of the food, and we want to know about the food, right? The Machat's not Negeyas anymore. Right? We want to know about the food. But L'chore you would follow the Chazak of the Machat, because that's the more Makori Safik. Heretz says it's Chaluda Lefanecha. So then why isn't that the whole issue? So Sir Rav Shimon talks about that as well in Perek Dalet, in Shar Beis. I think it's Perek Dalet. But the Shmaitzah just says that it would be a Chazaka against the without the Cheskos Tyra of the food, you'd follow the Cheskos Tum of the Macha. With the Cheskos Tyra of the food, it's a Sofek. So it's Dover Shemar Das Lishol Sveikot Torah. Vim Kein Lefizeh, getting back to the case, he wants to paskin the halacha with the bone found in the flesh in the milk of the food. Ve'etzim shenimtza betavshil, lo matzin on the mizbach, you can't rely, as he wanted to say on the last page, lo matzin on the mizbach al cheskos ha-tavshil, the cheskos had there. Why? Dikah zenami ikah hazoka de'etzim. That's interesting. Calls that a chazaka, cheskos fleishes. I don't know. You know, you can't just say chazaka. Chazaka is like a legal status. I don't know. The fact that the etzem had that the etzem had cholol in it, had the marrow in it at one point in time. So that creates a chazak in the meikara. Maybe it's like a cheskos haguf that it wasn't missing its marrow. There was no halachic status to it. Fleishes is a halachic status that gives you a chazak. I don't know. To me, it's a little strange. We use the cheskos hetter, cheskos iser, cheskos tome, cheskos tor. To say that there's a chazak on the bone that it had marrow in it, I don't know.
Rav said yesterday, maybe. There's no such thing as chazak unless we're talking about a din.
Yeah, so maybe Fleishus is a din. Vim Kain Bahach, the Etzem Shinim to Betavshul Yesh Lahachmer, you'd have to be Machmer. Because of the Chazakas cancel each other out. So you're really left with a Sofek, so you would have to be Machmer, Sofek Yisr. What?
Not with Rambam.
Well, with Rabbanon, the Rambam's Moida. What? Because the Machad is dealing with Tumah. So you have Dover Shebel Das Lishol Sveikol Tor. By the bone, it's just a question of Issa Veheter. So you have to go Sofik L'chumah. So again, I looked at my form on the Shmaitzah today. Everything is way, way. You have to really be into the Indian very, very stark and no shas. And I tried to whittle it down in a way that we could deal with it, but there is no way. So we'll just learn a Shmaitzah, that's all. And so I do a Shimon. Also, I tried. Okay.
Well, at least we see the Tzarechiyah, we just saw the Pasha of Tzarechiyah.
Yeah.
Understand
this problem. Okay, should we start the next parak? Yeah, why not? We'll just go over it anyway tomorrow, so we'll start the next parak. Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Vav. It's also talking about the Tosfos Rid. What? What's tomorrow? No, tomorrow we're going to go over the beginning anyway.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start it now. Anyway, we're going to go over it. So the Tosfos Rid is going to force the Shmaitzer to say that there is a Shitas of Tosfos Rid, that there is such a thing as Chazaka Dahashta, even Lekula. That's what this parak is going to introduce us to the Tosfos Rid, who explicitly says there's Chazaka Dahashta. Ubetoisus rid perek asori yuchsin. Right, so shom baha da harehi begeres lefanenu the pligi rav Shmuel. Okay, what's the case? Could I just learn it today just to get the case? A father was makadish's daughter on a girl is a nara when she's 12. 12 in a day, 12, and she becomes a boigera 6 months later. For those 6 months of 12 till 12 and a half, the father could still be Makadisha to someone, even though she's a gedola. But once she's a boigera, she attains independent status. Now, he was Makadisha on that day, the last day, Yom Shemolu Bo Yemeinu Ureha, she's 12 and a half years old. And then she was Makadish herself to someone else. And then she was Makadish herself to someone else. And we're going that there are Simone Bagrus. And after she was Makadish herself to someone else, we found Simone Bagrus in her. That's the Pashas of the Gemara. We found Simone Bagrus. So now, were those Simone Bagrus there? Bishar, the father was Makadish her. So his kiddushin was not chal, because she was already a bogeres, or was she a naira? And the father and her kiddushin was not chal, because the father's kiddushin was chal; it was to someone else. If the father's kiddushin was chal, her kiddushin was not chal. Kitzi, now you have her a bogeres lefaneinu. You see, she's a bogeres now. It's the same day. Obviously, if it wouldn't be the same day, then every woman is a begaris today and not a begaris yesterday.
The day
in the day you have a right to say if she's a begaris now, then she was a begaris this morning already. Yeah.
It's an age thing, no, 12 and a half, right?
So we're talking about the day of the half. The day of the 6 months are up.
So what day is that?
Monday.
What day is that considered?
Well, it's, so, what Nageya says, she will become a Bagaris with the Simone Bagrus. The reason we have to understand it's the same day is because you certainly wouldn't say if she's a Bagaris today, she was a Bagaris yesterday. You wouldn't do that because Bagaris is totally an age, as you say. Yesterday she was a day younger. We're talking about the same day. There were two acts of Kiddushin done. One, the father with Reuven, and one herself with Shimon. After she was Makadish herself with Shimon, you saw she has Simone Bagrus. Do you say the Simone Bagrus were there when the father was Makadish or not? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Harehi Begeres Lefanecha. Which sounds like he's going with Chazaka Dahashta. And she's saying, look, she's a Begeris, so she was a Begeris this morning. And therefore the father's Kiddushin was not Chal, and her Kiddushin was Chal. Ushmul Omar were Chayshish for both Kiddushins. Neither of them obviously can marry her without a get from the other one. Ubetoisus Rid, getting back to the beginning of the Perek, Ubetoisus Rid, Perek Asori Yuchsin Shom, Bahad Arehi Begeris Lefanenu, the Pligi Rav and Shmuel, Kosov Shom Vizelashono. He brings down the following Kasha. Oidra Isi Shemakshim, this is Lechaira, the exact same case as Noga Be'echad Balaila. You touch someone at night, and you don't know if he was dead or alive. In the morning, he's dead. He doesn't get up. Ulamachar Hishkim Umotzel Meis. Rabbi Meir. Right? There's a really a machlokas. Now we're going deeper into it. The machlokas are Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Chachamim say, Kalatumas Kishas Mitzioson. He's dead. You assume he was dead at 2 a.m. also. And you metame the guy. Right? Just like now he's dead, he was dead at 2 a.m. Rabbi Meir's metayer because he goat Chazoka de Meikara. And you know, it's beforehand the guy was alive. So you say he was alive when the guy touched him. So the Tosfos asks, this is Mamash to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Do you follow Chazaka de Hashta and say backwards? Just like there, you say he's dead now, he was dead at 2 a.m. Chachamim say, and Rav Meir says, no, you follow the Chazaka de Meikara of Cheskas Taira. We'll see what the Shmaita does with this Gemara. But meanwhile, that's a Tosfos Ritz Kasha. So why is there a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, L'chayre to Machlekes Tanoim? Right, it's the same exact machlekas. Do you follow the here and now and work backwards, or do you follow chazaka? Now here, there's no chazaka for Shmuel, because you can't say there's a chazaka and she's a naira again, because it's an age thing, and now it's 12 months and 6 days. But I'll kopon him. But he negates the chazaka of now, so that's why he says there's a suffix.
Not just an age thing; it's also 6 months.
Yeah, but that's why you can't. Here, the Shmaita just speaking out, you can't talk about Chazaka the Meikara. You can't say if she was a Naira yesterday, she's a Naira today. Because you know today she's becoming a Begeris. So here, it's not an exact matchup, the Tosfos Rid. It's not an exact matchup. His kasha is that the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is the Machlekes from Meir and Rabbanan. It's not an exact matchup, because Rav Meir says Tohor. Because you have a chazaka to make kara that the person was alive. Here you're not saying tor, you're saying chayshishin the kedushay shnehem, because you can't follow the chazaka of yesterday. Because yesterday she was a naira, you know today she's becoming a begeris. So Shmuel is still like Rav Meir, even though he doesn't say exactly what the equivalent of what Rav Meir says. Okay, well,